Well, I've got very special guests this morning on APAC Mornings, and I've got the Murphy family, Ryan, Amy, and Jake, Lucas, and Wade. How are you all?
Well, thank you.
Now, I met up with you on Anzac Day here in Bourke, and you're part of Trekking Down Under. We've done an article with the Western Herald. For the viewers, or listeners, I should say, in our listening area, can you just explain what Trekking Down Under means? What it's all about?
Basically, it's just that we started out just like a Facebook page and things like that, just for our family and friends, just to follow us as we travel. But then sort of once we got closer to leaving, we got talking to a few more people, and there's a lot of families now that are starting to sort of either pack up, sell and travel Australia, or just to more, just take 6 months off or 12 months off. So we started Trekking Down Under, and it sort of started to grow and get a little bit bigger, and we got a bit of support behind us from a company caravanning with kids. So we picked up sort of, we're now their 2018 Big Lappers, so they're ambassadors. And so that's sort of where it is. We're now travelling. We're 7 weeks in.
Yep.
To about a 18-month trip around Australia.
We hope so.
Yeah. Now, the time between Anzac Day and now, what have you been up to?
We headed down the Darling River and followed it all the way down through Laos and where else did we stop? So many stops.
Trilby, Tilpa,
Pooncarry,
Wentworth,
and had some good time in Wentworth, met up with another amazing travelling family. And then from there we decided to meet up with Adele from Caravanning with Kids. She's just down near Shepparton in Victoria, and we thought we were so close, so we ducked down there for a little bit and head back up, and we've just been doing some attractions
in Swan Hill,
and it was Lucas's seventh birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Lucas.
Yes. We took him to the Pioneer Settlement in Swan Hill, which was an incredible... It was a full day, but it was incredible. So since we've spoken to you, there's been many amazing things we've done, but that one sort of really highlighted where we were at this week.
That's fantastic. Now, it's a wonderful journey you're on. You're very equipped, and in the article in the Western Herald, you talked about your caravan and your rig and how you've set it up so you're outdoors most of the time. Just for the listeners, explain your caravan and your setup.
So we've got a 2016 Toyota Prado, and that's pretty much set up just with almost every bolt-on accessory you can put on it for outback touring. I don't know how much detail I need to go into with all the aftermarket accessories and things, but there's everything you can bolt onto it.
Yep.
And towing behind it is our Australian off-road Quantum Plus. So that's sort of our flagship thing for us. That's our home. It's about 18 foot long. We specifically picked that van purely because it's got an outdoor kitchen, and it's full off-road, so it was quite an investment for us, but we looked at it and we sold our home, so we purchased the van, which is now our home as we're traveling. We knew it was going to be, so we thought we'd do it in comfort, do it in style.
Basically we all live inside, so we've got the 4.5 beds. We converted a tiny little couch into a baby bed, which worked magnificently. We've got some drawer systems and a tiny shower toilet. Our bed's a double bed, thankfully, and the boys have bunks. A queen bed. There you go. No wonder it's so
That's right. You're pretty tall, Ryan.
And then we basically opted to have a full outdoor kitchen. And so we're a pretty big outdoorsy family. And for us, this to get an off-road van that was going to give us what we needed, we thought we could handle the outdoor kitchen. And even in the cold weather, we're making it work, and we just put the awning out, and it's nice because it's making us live outdoors, which is what we wanted. We wanted to get the kids away from technology. And so being outdoors and eating and so forth, the boys run around and, play with Wade and bike ride and everything while we cook. So it's working really well, and we do a lot of our homework outdoors, which gives us the best schoolroom photos to send back to school. But it's an easy, basic setup, but it's working amazing for us.
Yeah, and, your winter's days are normally pretty pleasant, so you can be outside, can't you?
At the moment, not too bad. And we're heading back north for winter.
Stay north for winter, that's for sure. Now, Amy, you had to downscale, I guess you did too, Ryan, but all your gear and you sold your house and then you had to get smaller and smaller and smaller. How have you found that?
Well, 2 years ago we were, I would say, full to the brim. We definitely had absolutely everything anyone could ever think that they'd need in a lifetime. And so when we decided to have another baby and do the trip, we really knew that there was a lot of work to be done. So we spent 2 years. How big was our old house, the one we sold? About 300 square foot full. And we're now in 13 foot.
Yep.
So we basically sold nearly everything. We did three ginormous garage sales. We made about 40 car full donations to the local donation shop near our house that I really liked supporting, and gave a lot of things away to family and friends. So we ended up, from such an enormous house, we kept about 16 boxes and Ryan's tool chest and the four bikes that we decided not to bring on the trip. So that, I will say, was not easy. It took us a good 2 years to get to that point, but it kind of got addictive towards the end, which made it easier. And the more we gave away, the better we felt that we were, A, helping someone else, but, B, we were helping ourselves. And the boys are really harnessed, holding on to minimal things. So we try to call ourselves minimalist caravanners, because when you have a house this small, you really need to be mindful of what you buy. And for Lucas's birthday yesterday, we only bought tiny things, and he was okay with that. So I think the work that we spent over the last 2 years in teaching them that they don't need everything, and keeping ourselves that, has really made a big impact on the way that we live now, which we are really happy with, and will continue once we do decide to settle down. So it's really exciting.
Now, we know that, Amy, that Wade is, what is he, 16 months now?
Yeah.
But most people don't decide to have their third baby and then go around Australia or go on a big trip, do they?
No, that we probably didn't think about at the time. I just wanted another baby and he wanted a trip around Australia. So it was both of our leverage to each other. Now that we're on the trip, the first few weeks were a bit hairy. He teased as soon as we left, and it was a 3-week tooth. So that was tough. But since then, he started walking, and it's made a really big difference. So I think although the first 3 to 4 weeks were tough, I think we did manage to leave right at the good time, because he's walking now and he's quite happy, self-sufficient. He can sort of reach out when he wants food, and whereas at the start of the trip, he wasn't doing any of that. We were really seriously sitting there asking ourselves, did we make the right decision to leave at the time that we did at his age? But it has really worked out perfectly now, and he's a dream. We're lucky that he sleeps in his bed, considering it's not a cot.
Yeah,
I think that's been our massive saving grace so far.
Yeah, well, it's a great setup, that's for sure, and good on you for doing it. And little Wade may never know what living in a house is like. You never know.
Ryan's hoping.
Stay nomadic, you think?
Yes, indeed.
Well, we might catch up in about a month's time, find out where you are, and if you could log some of your travels, and we'll maybe 3 weeks, 3 weeks to a month, and find out how it's all going. And I guess people can follow your journey. How can they do that?
So we've got a website, trekkingdownunder.com.au, and then we've also got on social media, we've got Facebook page is Trekking Down Under, Instagram and YouTube as well.
You're completely wired up. Fantastic. Good on you. All right, thanks very much to Ryan, Amy, and, of course, Jake and Lucas and Wade, the Murphy family, the intrepid Murphy family, Trekking Down Under. Thanks again for joining us.
No worries.
Thank you
very much
for having us.
And safe travels, and you are listening to Outback Mornings.